more now from the next year on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly here at the Alternative Fuels Expo in Anaheim. I'm joined today by Tom Winkelman. He's Director of Business Development for the Good Earth Electric Vehicle Company. It's a Fayetteville, Arkansas-based company. And Tom, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Matt.
Tell us about the Good Earth Electric Vehicle Company. I look at the board here. You've got quite a number of alternative fuel-powered vehicles.
Well, Matt, we're a new company. We came out with a completely different wrinkle on how to make electric cars more usable. Instead of trying to change battery technology to some very expensive lithium-ion type battery, we actually use what's pretty close to a deep cycle marine battery that would be found in a common bass boat application. The way we do that is we have a very sophisticated computer controller that is so efficient, it controls a transmission, which is where you lose most of your power transferring from your batteries to the wheels on the ground. And it's so efficient that we've taken what a normal application on these batteries would take you maybe 20 miles, take you five times further, 100 miles on that smaller pickup.
Wow. And let's take a look. You've got five different vehicles here. Kind of just give us a brief introduction to each one of them.
Well, our white truck there is our little C10HL. Now, that's a vehicle that will go 100 miles with our normal battery pack. It is a smaller truck. As you can see, it's not a full-size half-ton pickup, but its application is more pointed at the markets where maybe they don't need to carry as big a payload. It's going to go 45, 50 miles per hour. So we're looking at power companies that maybe, have meter readers that run the routes. A lot of cities don't need full-size pickups for every application. So we've had quite a bit of interest in several cities that want to replace part of their gas-powered fleets with these smaller pickups.
Is this who your primary consumer is, fleet vehicles, or is it
exactly.
For the average consumer that you're marketing?
You know, you could, it would be the type of application where it would be definitely an in-town vehicle, because, you'd have a 100-mile cap, and you'd be looking at 45, 50 miles per hour. So a lot of cities, maybe that wouldn't work. A lot of times, if people are staying really close to home, it would work. But it's definitely more of a fleet type application at this point.
Mm-hmm. And it's 100% electric, so zero emissions?
That's right, exactly.
And what is the base sticker price for this type of vehicle in terms of the pickup?
The pickup's gonna come in just under $10,000. So
it's
really, really pointed at, that type of thing is it. And that's, again, where we use existing lead acid battery technology. It really helps us keep the price down. So we kind of moved a different direction. I think everybody else, to try to get high performing cars, have moved to exotic batteries, and the price just isn't there yet. So when that price point moves down and we can move into some other type of battery, we'll have double the advantage. We may have a car that we can bring in for the same price that goes 200 miles, who knows?
So how long has your company been around?
We're about a year old now.
And where are the vehicles being manufactured?
Well, right now, Hefei China is the main thing. That's our three-wheeler is for actually the Chinese market. Now, China has quite a problem with pollution because they have, a lot of those three-wheel vehicles that are just old motorcycle engines, not near as good as the ones in the United States for the most part. And the government is very interested in replacing those with an all-electric alternative. So it's got the price has got to be pretty low, and this is the first thing I think that's really going to penetrate that market and replace the existing gas. And of course, with gas prices going up, the Chinese are buying a lot of oil on the spot market, and they want to not do that with their burgeoning economy. There's a lot of people that are driving vehicles now and will drive vehicles there that haven't before, so they would rather them be electric. So we've got quite an advantage with some of the things the government's doing for us over there.
So would you say that that's probably one of your primary markets then, is more of the Asian market than the U.S. market, or are you looking at both of them the same or differently?
Well, the three-wheeler was a practical application for the Asian market. We thought that was the first vehicle that we could really get into production and start selling. So that really got to be picked first, but there's been so much interest in this little pickup that in the United States, with gas prices rising, it's really given that a boost. So, you know, we're getting a lot of people that are very interested in giving us large orders. And so we're really working hard to tool up and be able to increase production enough to get them over here in any significant number.
And what are you talking about in terms of production numbers for this vehicle?
We want to keep starting out, we want to keep around 5,000 a month so we can keep control of it. You know, right now we're throwing out a lot of prototypes, and I forget last when I heard what the factory was actually putting out, but it's going to be hard to keep any one significant size, like a power company, for instance. They want to buy a lot of them because they're huge. They want to be able to put a sticker that shows they're using their own product to get around rather than gas. So we're really going to have a struggle keeping up at first, I think, with the little pickup. There's way more interest in North America than we initially thought.
Wow. Well, that's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, it sure is. We're going to be filling a lot of orders, and I hope we can definitely keep our production schedule on time.
Would you say that's one of your biggest challenges right now, or as a small entrepreneur-driven company?
Yeah, I think just the fact that we'd like to think we were so clever and our product is so good, but a lot of it is the gas prices have really driven so many people to look for alternative ways, and of course, you know, that whole keeping the carbon output down is getting more and more important to people. So we came along at the right time, but we didn't anticipate that, you know, gas would do what it's done. So that's really helped us.
Do you think that government needs to play a larger role in terms of perhaps helping spur the adoption of this type of technology and the offerings of entrepreneurial-driven companies such as yourselves? Or do you think the marketplace is handling it just fine?
You know, what would really significantly help a lot of people is not to incorporate these huge bills where they approve, you know, all these different programs for different types of, you know, if you're into hydrogen, you get a tax credit. If you have a hybrid, you get a tax credit. The best thing they could do is streamline the regulation process and allow these cars to get to market quicker. You know, they really, it's kind of a thing with government now, is kind of how can we slow you down? How can we stop you from doing this? That's sort of the attitude in the regulatory environment. Now, if they were really serious, you know, if they clean that up and streamline it, it's kind of analogous on a old microcosmic level. Like, you know, when you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, a lot of days you're wondering, hey, I just want a driver's license, you know? I'm not trying to buy the Treasury Department, and you're in there for 4 hours and you find out you needed six pieces of paper and you only have five. So a lot of that is in really help, I think, the smaller companies, particularly if they just got those regulations where they made sense and people could get them. Because these are, you know, a lot of smaller vehicles, yeah, but they have very specific, safe, environmentally friendly applications. And that, I think, that's the biggest thing government could do to help.
Any other thoughts you want to add about Good Earth Electric Vehicles and your position in the marketplace and what's coming ahead for your company and the consumer?
Well, I think that we're going to see continued higher gas prices, and I'm very hopeful that Good Earth Electric and a lot of other vehicle companies that are in electric and alternative fuels are really going to make a significant impact on pollution and how we get around. I think, you know, we're a country that's blessed with enormous coal reserves. So, you know, we can produce electricity very cheaply and very cleanly if we want to. And I think that would help us so much. And I think that's our contribution, really, is if we can help the economy and the pollution situation at the same time, and maybe not so much foreign oil.
It's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
All right. Tom Winkleman, Director of Business Development for the Good Earth Electric Vehicle Company out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. A pleasure having you on the podcast. Best of success to you and your company.
Thank you very much, Matt.